Galatians chapter 3 verse 19. February 20, 1900. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions. The Greek term that is here translated added is the same word that in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 19 is translated spoken, in the clause referring to the voice of God speaking from Sinai, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken or added to them any more. It is the same word that is used also in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 22, where it is translated added in the sentence. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice, and he added or spoke no more. In both Hebrews and Deuteronomy, the word is used with direct reference to the giving of the law of God, the Ten Commandments. This passage in Galatians, therefore, would certainly seem to suggest that the law here referred to would be the same law, and this is further sustained by the expression later in this verse that the law referred to was ordained in the hand of a mediator. Now, since there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, it was certainly Christ's hand in which this law was ordained. And Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 2, speaking of this same scene, referred to in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 22, and Hebrews chapter 12, verse 20, says, "The Lord came from Sinai, and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints, from his right hand went a fiery law for them." Now the Ten Commandments were not only written by the hand of the Lord himself, but they were written on tables of stone, which tables were the work of God, as well as the writing, which was the writing of God. And these tables were given by the hand of the Lord unto Moses. And even when Moses had broken these tables, and had been directed to make other tables, the Lord wrote again with his hand on these tables the same law that at first he had written on the tables that he himself had made. But this is not true of any other law. It is true that the ceremonial law, the law concerning sacrifices, offerings, the sanctuary, the whole Levitical system, was also given by the Lord to Moses. But it was not given by the hand of the Lord to Moses. It did not come forth from his hand, either in writing by his own hand, or upon tables made with his own hand. It was given to Moses by the Lord, and was written altogether by Moses, and not at all by the Lord. Some, taking the English word added in this clause in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19, and holding it in the restricted English sense of added, have supposed that it is here taught that whatever law is referred to was necessarily added to something as a part of that thing, and so have held that it was added to the covenant with Abraham. But such a view as that would plainly be a mistake, because in Galatians chapter 3, verse 15, it is positively stated that though it be a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man addeth thereto. Thus it would be impossible for anything to be added to that covenant. The word translated addeth in Galatians chapter 3, verse 15, is not the same in Greek as that translated added in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19, nor are the words akin. From the Greek word itself in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19, and its use in connection with the law in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 20, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 22, as well as its further use in the Scriptures, it is plain that it is not necessarily implied that what is referred to should be literally added in the sense of mathematical addition. One expression in which the Greek word is used is, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Here it is plain that the expression is equivalent to merely to give, "All these things shall be given unto you," or "ye shall receive all these things." Such is exactly its meaning in Mark chapter 4, verse 24, in which our translation is, "Unto you that hear, shall more be given, shall more be added." In Acts chapter 12, verse 3, our translation reads, "He proceeded further to take Peter also." This translated as in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19 would be, "He added to take Peter." Thus the word in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19 could with equal propriety be translated, "Wherefore then the law? It was spoken because of transgressions, or it was given because of transgressions." One translation of the clause is, "It was set because of transgressions." Another is, "It was introduced," etc. True, to translate it, "It was added," is just as good, provided it be understood that the word added conveys these senses, and is not to be restricted to its special meaning of a mathematical addition, as of adding one cubit unto his stature. The law then was given, was spoken, was added, because of transgression. Will this statement, that it was added because of transgressions, hold in the case of the law of God, the Ten Commandments? With respect to that law, as it is referred to throughout, in the discussion in which the Galatian Christians were involved, that is, the law in its written form, the expression does certainly apply. This will not only be clearly seen, but it is positively stated in a passage already several times quoted in these studies in Galatians, and we here set it down again. If man had kept the law of God, as given to Adam after his fall, preserved by Noah, and observed by Abraham, there would have been no necessity for the ordinance of circumcision. And if the descendants of Abraham had kept the covenant, of which circumcision was a sign, they would never have been seduced into idolatry, nor would it have been necessary for them to suffer a life of bondage in Egypt. They would have kept God's law in mind, and there would have been no necessity for it to be proclaimed from Sinai, or engraved upon the tables of stone. And had the people practiced the principles of the Ten Commandments, there would have been no need of the additional directions given to Moses. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 364. This corresponds exactly to the other expressions with reference to the entering of the law of God. The law entered that the offense might abound. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. That sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. Romans chapter 7, verse 7 and 13, to bring transgressions to a head. Farrar's translation of Galatians chapter 2, verse 19, in order to bring about as transgressions the transgressions of it. Alford. This will be followed further next week.